oh, already piling up. And she'd retorted that boots would hardly complement the pretty pantsuit she was wearing. He'd pursed his lips and looked at her, long and hard, and said Collie would look good in anything. She'd gone inside the law office, reluctantly, flushed and beaming after the unexpected pleasure of his company. JC worked full-time locally, but he went back overseas periodically to train troops in Iraq and police procedure. He was supposed to go back in a few months and do it all over again with a new group. JC worked as security chief for Wren Coulter, who had a huge cattle ranch, Skyhorn, outside Cattalo, Wyoming. Wren was ex-military as well, and he had somebody fill in for JC while he accommodated a former commander by drilling new recruits. Giving orders was something JC was very good at. He was also gorgeous. He had jet-black hair, cut short, and eyes so pale a gray that they glittered like silver. He was tall and muscular, but not like a bodybuilder. He had the physique of a rodeo cowboy, lithe and powerful. Collie liked to just sit and look at him when she had the opportunity. She'd never known anybody quite like him. He had a unique